Welcome to Brighty on Broadcast News with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, welcome to this special weekend edition of Brighty on Broadcast News for Saturday, May 17th. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. The reason I have this special edition here is because there have been at least three major significant stories that we have to cover. One is the Supreme Court ruling that Trump cannot deport the illegal alien violent gang members. I mean, this is devastating for America. It shows that the Supreme Court very often is part of the problem. You know, basically rubber stamping the invasion of America. We'll talk about that in more detail. Secondly, Trump has ended his tariff war. He has ended it, not just with China, but with everybody. And he announced they're just going to send out letters now to all the countries and drastically lower all their rates, for most of them back to where it all was before April 2nd. And so we'll talk about why Trump had to capitulate and reverse himself and how he learned a very hard lesson of why you can't use tariffs to enforce your desires on trade deficits. We'll get into that. And then also, the U.S. government's credit rating was just downgraded by Moody's. And that's stemming from the fact that there's so much debt, you know, so much money printing or currency printing, and it's so out of control that even Moody's, which rarely does anything honest in terms of, you know, honestly stating credit risks, at least in my view, they don't do much that's honest. Even they are saying that the U.S. credit rating has to be downgraded now. And remember, they downgraded Israel's credit rating, I think, a year ago or so. This is going to make it more difficult for the U.S. to sell its treasuries, and it will have to pay higher interest rates in order to find buyers, if there are any buyers at all. So this will all have economic consequences. So all of that coming up today, and then I want to tell you, too, tomorrow I have a featured interview, yes, a Sunday interview that will be published of Decentralized TV. It's about decentralized computing platforms that can replace Amazon AWS in a decentralized peer-to-peer type of fashion. It's a bit on the technical side, but if you're a developer or if you're someone who owns a lot of hardware and you want to turn that hardware into a revenue stream, then you'll want to tune in to my interview tomorrow on decentralized.tv. And of course, I'll post it on all my channels and you'll be able to find it on Telegram and everywhere else. Also, I'd like to announce that we now have methylene blue in stock at healthrangerstore.com. It's not our own brand, but it's an extremely high-end brand made by people that you know, people I've interviewed. And of course, we've done the lab testing on it. So we checked it out. Now, I haven't commented much about methylene blue for a number of reasons, because, you know, I like to do a lot of research on things. I like to try things out before I advocate them. So let me just say that I have a bombshell announcement coming up about methylene blue that nobody's talked about. Literally nobody has talked about it. And I only learned about this because of our Enoch AI engine. And yes, by the way, we also have new developers that have joined the team. So we're back on track after some delays because of developer sickness problems, which was, you know, I talked about that yesterday. Anyway, I learned from Enoch something about methylene blue that was extraordinary in terms of protecting brain cells from a very specific toxin that's found in the food supply. And I decided to test it myself, and I was astonished. This discovery, I wish I had known about this 30 years ago. It would have changed my life. This discovery is significant. It can very likely help you. And I will give you all those details this coming week. I'm going to do a big special research report and article about this topic on naturalnews.com. And it'll be on, of course, brighttown.com and all the social channels. And it's all based on methylene blue. And I had never even heard about methylene blue until Dr. Jack Cruz told me about it. Well, I had seen it actually as a bacteria dye, a staining coloring agent for viewing bacteria under microscopes, because I do have sets of staining dyes, and methylene blue was one of the dyes. But I never thought about it as a dietary supplement until Dr. Jack Cruz, who I interviewed several months ago, and what he told me about it was astonishing. But I'm very careful and skeptical about things that are not foods, that are not agriculture products or herbs or homeopathy, etc. I'm always very cautious. And I've also been cautious about methylene blue for this reason. But what I have recently found is just extraordinary. And it turns out that it's related to, at least in terms of the therapeutic effects, it's related to another blue dye that I had talked about several years ago called Prussian blue. Have you heard of Prussian blue? So Prussian blue is a blue dye that blocks cesium or cesium-137, a radioisotope that you get during fallout, following radiological events. And years ago, when I was researching for my patent called Cesium Eliminator, which was awarded by the U.S. Patent Office, I tested Prussian blue. And I was astonished. I was so astonished at the ability of Prussian blue to be able to block cesium that I actually stockpiled some of it myself. And it's sold as a dye for painters. So you can go to any paint supply company or even online, and you can buy Prussian blue, for painters. It's not sold as a dietary supplement. But if you actually consume Prussian blue, and this is even promoted by the CDC. This is promoted through various science articles. I mean, just let me just read it. I'm on cdc.gov, and here's an article that says how Prussian blue works. And there's a whole PDF file on it. It talks about how Prussian blue actually eliminates with 94% efficacy radioactive isotopes of cesium from the body. And here's what the CDC says, that a Prussian blue is a pill that can be used in a radiation emergency to remove radioactive cesium and thallium from inside a person's body. It traps radioactive cesium and thallium in the intestines and keeps them from being reabsorbed by the body. So it binds with them, allowing you to just, defecate it out. Continuing from the CDC, the radioactive materials then move through the intestines and are passed in bowel movements. Yeah, that's what I just said. Prussian blue therefore reduces the time that radioactive cesium and thallium stay in the body, and it limits the amount of time the body is exposed to radiation. And it says that Prussian blue is available only by prescription. And it finally says people should not take Prussian blue artist dye in an attempt to treat themselves. That's CDC protecting Big Pharma, because you'll pay, $500 for Prussian blue in a little pill or a bunch of pills, whereas you can buy it as a dye for painters for like $15. And it's the same thing. It's the same molecule. It's exactly the same. So I stockpiled some Prussian blue for this very purpose. And even to this day, I don't think that very many people understand that Prussian blue, this synthetic blue dye, has extraordinary abilities to protect the body. So knowing that, when I found out about this specific property of methylene blue, I wasn't immediately dismissing it because I knew about Prussian blue. I don't know what it is about blue, but these molecules that have a blue color, which actually, refers to their molecular morphology. That's why they absorb all the light colors except blue. They reflect blue. That's why you see them as blue. There's something about the blue or the blue property that is incredibly protective of the human body. I don't mean that everything that's blue is protective. Don't go sucking on blue magic markers. I'm not saying that. But we know about blueberries, which have anthocyanins, and blackberries and aronia berries, which are grown in North America. We know about wild dewberries, which I have a lot of those growing on my ranch. And so we can look at many examples in nature of pigments, especially blue or green or black pigments. It's those dark pigments that have the most potent protective properties. And that's why eating eggplant with the purple skin is actually really healthy for you. It's also why, you know, blueberries are so good, or anthocyanins. And we actually sell an anthocyanin concentrate powder at healthrangerstore.com if you want a source of anthocyanins. Or you can just go to the grocery store and you can buy a bunch of blackberries and blueberries and just get those dark pigments into your diet. And I've also covered previously how chlorella and spirulina have their own special dyes, you know, special pigment molecules. And in spirulina, those are called phycocyanins. And cyanin refers to cyan, which is the color blue. So cyan turns out to be this incredibly potent natural medicine in spirulina that I covered previously, how Japanese researchers micro-injected it into tumors and it killed the cancer cells. So if you can get the pigments to the tumors, then amazing healing can take place. Anyway, that's just an overview. I don't mean to get carried away, but we now sell methylene blue, healthrangerstore.com. We're going to carry it. I'm not going to be recommending it, at least not based on my current knowledge, as a daily dietary supplement, but rather for a very specific use that is strongly protective of your brain cells. It protects your brain cells from very specific poisons that are very common in the food supply. So watch for that story coming out this week on naturalnews.com and also in this podcast at Brighteon Broadcast News. Also, one final note before we jump into all the news I mentioned earlier. If you want to get the best secrets about how to take back power over your health and how to decentralize from the medical system, you're in luck, because today is the day that my new docuseries begins streaming at brightyou.com. And it's called Breaking the Chains. And it's with my co-host, Todd Pittner. And we interviewed all these top experts. And then we did all this amazing bonus material as well. And it's free to watch. Register at brightyou.com. One episode goes on a loop. It loops each day. And then the next day, another episode plays. This goes for 10 days, free to watch. Or you can optionally purchase it, download all the episodes, and you'll get all the bonus materials if you purchase it. And it's very inexpensive. I mean, it's really not a high price thing. And if you choose to support us, I thank you for your support. But you'll learn a wealth of information in that docuseries. You can watch it right now, brightyou.com. All right, so the compromised Supreme Court, which includes Amy Coney Barrett, who is just clearly a horrible mistake by Donald Trump. He wanted a woman on the Supreme Court. And I don't have anything against women at all, but when you choose people based on their gender, that's a problem. He should have chosen the most qualified person, regardless of whether they were a man or a woman, but he wanted a woman, he got a woman, and then she flipped. And she's become a liberal Supreme Court justice. And now you have four women, is it, there now? And they are all just driven by emotions when it comes to illegal immigration. They will not defend America's border because they don't have, I don't know what it is, they don't have the backbone to stand up for America. And I guess they just want to hug all the illegals. They just want to give everybody a hug. This is not a touchy-feely, huggy type of thing. We are being invaded. We are being invaded by over 10 million illegals. I mean, that was just during the Biden years. And we've got to get them out. Now, look, Trump tweeted out too. He said, the Supreme Court won't allow us to get criminals out of our country. And I agree with Trump on this. Now, Trump has been using this law, the Alien Enemies Act. And he said that all Venezuelans who are over 14 years of age, and if they're members of the Tren de Aragua group, they're going to be apprehended and removed as alien enemies. And that actually makes perfect sense. They are alien enemies, and we are being invaded. We are being occupied. And they came into this country with no due process. They didn't apply for immigration. They broke the law and came in. They are criminals by definition because of the fact that they're here. But the Supreme Court is saying, well, you can't deport them without due process, and you can't use the Alien Enemies Act. And you know why? Why the Supreme Court said that? Because they say that the U.S. isn't at war with any of the countries from which these people come, including Venezuela. Well, okay, then Trump should declare war on the illegals so that there is a war declaration. I mean, I suppose technically only Congress can declare war, right? So maybe that's the problem, because Congress isn't going along with what we need. But clearly we are being invaded. Clearly this is a war. And clearly we can't give all 10 million illegals a day in court and, you know, a due process hearing. I mean, the only due process that we should be pursuing is to make sure that they're actually illegals. And that's it. Once it's determined that they are not a U.S. citizen, that they don't have a green card, they're not on a student visa, they're not on a work visa, whatever, if they are here illegally, then we should be able to boot them out without going to trial. Like I said, they didn't go through due process to come into the country. We shouldn't have to go through all this due process to boot them out. We should be able to literally round them up and deport them out of the country. But the Supreme Court won't allow that to happen. So the Supreme Court is betraying America. Now, who was on Trump's side? Well, Clarence Thomas, of course, and Samuel Alito. What happened to Gorsuch? You know, what happened to Amy Coney Barrett? What happened to the others? It was a 7-2 decision. That is just unacceptable. So I don't know what Trump's going to have to do next, but I'll tell you this. I mean, look, I'm an equal opportunity critic of Trump. When he's wrong, I'll say he's wrong. And I'm going to talk about the tariff war, and Trump made a huge mistake there. But when Trump is right, in my view, I will give him the credit for being right. And on this issue of rounding up illegals and deporting them, Trump is absolutely correct. And the Supreme Court is wrong. And the Supreme Court apparently doesn't think Americans have the right to defend their own border and to be, you know, safe from all the violent crime of all these gangs that are crossing the border. I mean, the Supreme Court just gave a green light for more violent illegal gang members who just come across the border. As long as they can set foot in America, then it's like safe, you know, safe zone, can't be deported. That is not acceptable. Trump should tell the Supreme Court, in this case, to go pound sand. This is an invasion. This is a time of war. And if he needs to declare another level of war, you know, so be it. My only concern about that is that we have to protect the civil liberties of Americans and green card holders and those who are here with permission. I mean, think about this. Why is it okay in America today for the government to go round up peaceful protesters at Harvard or wherever who are pro-Palestine, but they're here on a student visa? They get rounded up and deported, and the Supreme Court doesn't stop that, even though those students had permission to be here, and they weren't even committing violence. They're being deported because of their words. But the Tren de Aragua members are committing violence and murders and rapes and robberies, and the Supreme Court says you can't deport them. Apparently, they're the new protected class. They are the untouchables. You can't touch them. Can't touch this. This is what I said years ago. When an illegal on the roads in Texas slammed into the back of my car, just smashed into it. I was stopped at a stoplight. And when I asked the illegal, well, like, what happened? Because we pulled over to the side of the road. What happened? And he said he fell asleep. No driver's license, no insurance, no point in even calling the police. Illegals are smashing up the roads all over the country. And the Supreme Court says, well, I guess you just have to agree to be run over by illegals or raped by illegals. The Supreme Court is on the side of Tren de Aragua. The gang, the Tren de Aragua, which means the train of Aragua, they should make the Supreme Court, or at least the seven justices, like honorary members of the gang. Because clearly they have protection from those seven justices on the court. All right, now, let me shift to a different topic. Trump is ending the tariffs for almost all the nations. Now, he's still got this 90-day deal with China, but he lowered the tariffs to 10% plus the 20% duty related to fentanyl. So effectively, the tariffs on China are 30% at the moment. Well, tariffs plus duties, 30%. But for all the other countries out there, Trump has basically just canceled his tariffs, the tariffs that he launched on April 2nd, Liberation Day. And that's when he put a baseline 10% tariff on every country and then much higher rates on certain countries such as China. And, you know, there was a back and forth on that. We've been through that. And Trump has now announced that the White House is just going to be sending out letters to 150 countries, giving them rates that he says, quote, would be very fair. We'll be telling people what they'll be paying to do business in the United States. This is after Walmart just announced that they're going to have to raise prices, and price increases have already begun on the shelves of Walmart. So the big picture here is that Trump has backed down on his tariffs. And remember, I'm glad Trump won the election. Let me be clear. I did not vote for him because of his support for Israel's bombs, but I'm glad he won. I certainly did not vote for the Democrats. And since I'm in the state of Texas, Trump had a very comfortable lead in Texas anyway. So in that case, my vote didn't really matter. But Trump's announcement on April 2nd, Liberation Day, this tariff war, it turns out it was a huge mistake. And on the very first day it was announced, as you may recall, I supported it because I believed that the White House was telling the truth about the rates that we were being charged by other countries. They said that China had 67% tariffs on U.S. goods. Well, and then a few days later, we found out that that actually is not true at all. It's not even close to being true, that the average rate that China charges U.S. goods in terms of tariffs is actually 3%, not 67%. So Trump's team lied to the American people, claiming these ridiculously high tariff rates, which did not exist. And then he used that to justify slapping these very high tariffs on all these countries, but especially China and countries that the U.S. doesn't like. Well, now all that's getting reversed. Okay, I mean, it was reversed on China already. You know, like last week, I think, or earlier this week, whatever it was. And so the tariff trade war has come to an end. Wall Street celebrated that this week. That's why the market went up, and that's why gold went down. Doesn't mean gold's a bad asset. It just means that people have more confidence, which is unjustified, but they have more confidence in the official systems right now. And trade will resume. It will be normalized over the next, you know, 6 weeks or so. So the whole empty shelves issue is going to be just short-lived, and then it will be quickly resolved. We will see some empty shelves in the month of June. There will be supply chain chaos that lasts anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, I'm guessing, but no more than 2 months. So let's say by the end of July, end of August, you know, in that realm, things should really be starting to normalize in terms of the supply chain from China. But if Trump had not backed down, we were headed for an economic crisis. We were headed for not just a recession, but a depression. We were headed for mass bankruptcies of U.S. retailers who can't get their goods if China's being charged 145% tariffs. You know, Walmart was threatened. Amazon sells like 70% of their goods or come from China. Amazon was threatened. I was even publicly stating, hey, here are the things that we should buy, that we should stock up on because they're made in China. And even I went out and bought some extra shoes because they're made in China. And I bought some extra, you know, tool parts and things like that. And that was not irrational. That was actually a very rational thing because Trump had said that he's not going to back down until China backs down. And China had said, well, they're not going to back down until Trump backs down. And remember what I said? I said, China's going to win this game of chicken. China will not back down first. And I was right. Trump backed down. And Trump backed down so quickly, I almost got whiplash. So Trump basically realized that the tariff trade war tactic that he unveiled on April 2nd was a horrible mistake. And it was going to destroy the U.S. economy and destroy the chances of the GOP in the midterms. It was going to cause widespread supply chain chaos. Auto manufacturers would shut down. You know, the communications, computers, medicine, hospitals, all of it was going to be wiped out if Trump had not backed down. But he has backed down. And so the worst case has now been canceled. But again, that's only because Trump surrendered. There's no other way to say it. Trump surrendered to China. Trump surrendered to the rest of the world. Trump tried an idea, which perhaps had merit when they were talking about it on the conference table, or, you know, like, hey, let's just slap tariffs on the whole world and see if they will obey. And so they tried that, and the whole world said, yeah, screw you. We're not gonna do what you want. And then Trump's like, oh, okay, well, let's reverse all those tariffs then, because that didn't work. And that's where we are now. So massive chaos, massive losses, unemployment, factories shut down temporarily, you know, supply chain problems, missing parts, etc. That was all part of Trump's experiment to see if he could force the rest of the world to obey our demands. And the answer turned out to be no. No. And then Trump announced a deal with the UK, which wasn't even anything new. So this was a giant waste of time and a giant disruption that hopefully will resolve itself pretty quickly. But don't call this a victory for Trump. It's not a victory for Trump. It's a capitulation. It's Trump realizing this was a horrible mistake and then reversing it. Thankfully, Trump realized that it was a mistake here in the month of May instead of waiting till September, you know, or December. Can you imagine shopping in the Christmas season? There's no Christmas lights. There's no decorations. There's no wrapping paper. There's no masking tape or you know, present wrapping tape. There's nothing. Because the Christmas season is gone, because the Christmas stuff, you know, gets made right about now, and it gets shipped over the summer, and then it gets put into the supply chain so that it can show up on the shelves in October. And the Christmas season was about to be wiped out, and you could already see it. Like Newsweek would say, you know, Trump is the Grinch who stole Christmas. Like, that would have been the headline of Trump, with an AI image of the Trump with a smile and a green skin and orange hair looking like the Grinch. Trump is the Grinch who stole Christmas. That's what was coming. So Trump put the brakes on it. He reversed it. He backed off. Well, he backed down. He surrendered. And now we have to wonder, what will he try next? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But it's interesting that Trump learned an economics lesson that you and I already knew, because I was explaining this shortly after so-called Liberation Day. What was I explaining? That you can't force China to buy more stuff from America if it's not made in America. And if what you really want is to solve the trade imbalance, then you have to have America make more stuff that other people want to buy. I mean, it has to be based on, you know, consent, not coercion. You can't just penalize China and say, buy more stuff, you know. You have to make it useful. You have to make things that China wants to buy, or grow things if it's food, or mine things if it's minerals, or export, you know, oil and gas if it's energy. But you got to have something that other countries want. You can't just run around the world with a baseball bat. It's like, you're going to buy from us or I'm going to smash out your windows, you know, which is what tariffs are. And it just did not work. And for the record, I already have a great suggestion for the White House. It's so simple. End the IRS. If you want to have Americans invest in factories, end the IRS. Like, you know, I just recently, my company spent hundreds of thousands of dollars pouring concrete and buying steel buildings. Well, actually, overall, it's going to be millions of dollars, but expanding our facilities. And, you know, we can't write it off because you have to go through this depreciation schedule, which means the IRS won't even give you a deduction on that except over 30 years. That's completely insane. We spent the money this year. Why can't we deduct it? So we actually have to pay taxes on money that we already spent on concrete. We have to pay taxes on it like it's profit because of the IRS. If you want America to build more factories and hire more people and make more stuff, end the IRS. And then America will become, it'll be a new golden age for manufacturing. I'll expand even more. We'll make other stuff. I mean, I don't know what, but we will find ways to contribute to the economy. All you got to do is, you know, take the boot off our necks, man. That's the answer. It's so simple. It's not about punishing China with tariffs. It's about stop punishing Americans with taxes. End the IRS, stop income taxes, and stop the corporate taxes. And the rest will happen automatically. You don't even need, you don't have to plan the economic growth. It'll be spontaneous. Just happen automatically. And if you really want to spur some economic growth, then you should refund all U.S. taxpayers for the last 5 years of federal income taxes that they paid. Just give them the money back. You want to talk about economic stimulus? Oh my God. And that would be fun because you get to see what people do with all that money. Some people would go out and buy hookers and crack. Not me. I'd be building buildings and maybe buying gold, you know, stacking more gold, but investing in infrastructure. I'd be upgrading. Maybe I'd be, you know, buying better computers, better servers, you know, hiring more coders and programmers to work on the AI project and things like that. I would spend the money wisely. I mean, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't even be solvent right now if I didn't spend money wisely. And there are enough of us that would do that, that we could make America's economy great again. So, you know, hey, give us our money back and stop stealing from us with taxes and we'll make America great again. All right, speaking of financial issues, this is from CNBC. Moody's downgrades the United States credit rating, citing growth in government debt. Moody's has been a holdout in keeping U.S. sovereign debt at the highest credit rating possible, and it now brings the 116-year-old agency into line with its rivals. The decision to lower the credit profile of the U.S. will lift the yield that investors demand in order to buy U.S. Treasury debt so that it reflects more risk. Yeah, that's what I already explained. I mean, this is very simple. The yield on 10-year Treasury notes climbed 3 basis points, which isn't really that much, and is now at 4.48%. Now, who's dumb enough to buy 10-year Treasury notes? First of all, there's a question. I hope it's not anybody listening to this. I mean, Would you loan money to a bankrupt and morally corrupt U.S. empire, its government? If you loan money to the U.S. government, you know, you need to have your head examined. Now, there was a time when things, when treasuries were more reliable. But right now, as we are approaching the potential for a currency reset, and I wouldn't loan money to the U.S. government for 50% annual return. No way, because I don't even think I'd get the principal back. Not a chance. But people are loaning money to the government for 4.5% annual return. That's crazy. I mean, I can't explain it, except that a lot of people just don't think, and they don't understand why currencies fail, and they don't understand that the U.S. is just going to print trillions more dollars. It's just going to print its way out of this debt, which means that the dollars you get paid back in are less and less valuable, obviously. They won't buy much of anything. So, you know, real inflation out there is 15 to 25%, depending on the items. But you're getting, what, 4.5% from Treasury notes? That's a ripoff. You'll almost certainly get a much higher increase in dollar value just by purchasing gold and silver. And right now, because of the tariffs being canceled and the fact that Trump is seemingly making peace in the Middle East, which I give him a lot of credit for that, that's causing gold and silver to fall. I mean, there are other factors. There's, of course, manipulation. But right now, it's getting into sort of on sale territory, and it might not be a bad idea to look at gold and silver as something to you know, to pick up at these prices. Because look, I think the world is in a very precarious state, and I know the US dollar is going to zero at some point. And I'm not so sure that we're not going to end up in some kind of a war involving Israel and maybe Iran. Maybe Yemen gets back into it and so on. I don't know how that's all going to play out. I think the true risk is much higher than what people are perceiving. I think people have way too much confidence in the stock market and too much confidence in treasuries, for sure. And they have way too much confidence in the solvency of the U.S. government. And I really don't have confidence in that. So that's why I prefer gold and silver and crypto. Those are things that I can have custody over that can't just vanish. You know what I mean? Can't just be taken from you if you have self-custody. But treasuries can be defaulted. One day you might wake up and maybe Trump even does it. Trump says, he wouldn't say we're going to default on treasury notes. He would say, we're going to recalibrate. We're going to refinance treasury notes. So, you know that note you have that's a 10-year note and it says you're going to get this much back in 10 years or you know, whatever financial instruments you have, like, oh, you're going to get a certain amount each year or at the maturity of it, you're going to get a lump sum, whatever the case may be. Trump may say, well, we're just going to convert those into 50-year notes and then we'll pay you in 50 years. It's still, your dollars are still good. It's just, it's going to be good in the year 2075. That's all. And we're not defaulting. We're just moving it down the calendar. You can see something like that happening. And I could see Trump doing that and then actually saying, this is going to make America great again. You know, because it's all about the marketing with Trump. Now, what do you think would happen to the price of gold on a day like that? Gold would skyrocket. And the value of treasuries would, you know, plummet. And I think a day like that is coming. That's my guess. But to each his or her own. So do what makes sense for you and do your own research and get good information and, you know, just be cautious in all of this. My own strategy of asset protection has not changed. I am still only stacking gold, silver, and crypto, privacy crypto only. I am not at all purchasing stocks or bonds or treasuries or trying to save money in a bank account. I don't trust the banks. I mean, why would you? they can just take your money at any time. And I'm not stockpiling like physical cash. No. I'm planning on a dollar reset, a currency collapse at some point, and I'm planning on a lot more chaos in the world ahead. I just don't know when or where or what it's going to look like. But I think it's coming. So that's my take on current events. Want to remind you to check out our new docuseries called Breaking the Chains, How to Decentralize Your Life. And it's playing right now, brightu.com, free of charge. It's streaming all day. And another episode streams tomorrow, and then another episode on Monday, etc. So if you're hearing this on Sunday, you can still chime in. You will have only missed one episode. So check it out, brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U, brightu.com. And remember, we have methylene blue now at healthrangerstore.com. If you don't know how to spell methylene, just type in the word blue in the search box there at the top of the website, and you'll see it. So use this information wisely. Do everything you can to avoid risks and also decentralize your life. And that's what we teach in the docuseries playing today. It's about decentralizing everything from food, medicine, finance, information, knowledge, government, education, everything. Decentralize your life and you will be more free. Your life gets better when it's more decentralized. So check it out and have a great weekend. I will have an interview for you tomorrow. That's the Decentralized TV interview. So if you're interested in that, which is about decentralized cloud computing platforms and what this means for society and why Amazon AWS can't control everything from now on, you know, this is actually very good news. Watch for that interview tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder. A little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans, and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope, because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is, green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.